This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our spotlight this evening, I'm joined by Michelle McLean. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be here, Angie. I'm excited to chat to you. Well, it's always a pleasure, and it's great to be back in Namibia, and I get to see all my family and all my friends and our beautiful Namibian people.
So, Michelle, we want to know, who is Michelle McLean? Tell us about your siblings, parents, all that.
Okay, well, yes, I was born here in Namibia in Windhoek. Then the first 4 years of my life, I lived in Davenport, Iowa in America because my dad got a scholarship to go and study chiropractic, and he played rugby as well for the university, Palmer College. And so we lived there for 4 years, moved back to Namibia. I did my schooling here, and I've got two beautiful young sisters. Well, you know, now we are a bit older, but Catherine and Hale. And so we grew up in Windhoek, a beautiful environment, my dad being a doctor, which was great, but we spent every holiday on farms. So I really got to know the Namibian countryside, the lifestyle, just love the people, getting to travel around Namibia. My parents were always very big on education, but also traveling the country and educating us as children.
Yeah.
So, and then at the age of 13, I was in a modeling competition. Actually, I was a little bit of a tomboy. So I was hunting and fishing with my dad. And then at the age of 13, my mom said, okay, now we need to make a little lady out of you. So she sent me to like a deportment class and modeling course. And I won it. And a wonderful woman who has been a mentor my whole life, both of them, Connie Moritz, who used to run the Miss Namibia organization, as well as Mary Reynolds. They found me and I started modeling in Cape Town, which was awesome. I was a young girl, so I used to go during my school holidays and model in Cape Town. Then I was invited to go overseas at the age of 14 to model in Madrid. And my parents allowed me to do that. I went into a home with a modeling agency in Madrid, and I spent the first 3 months of my standard 8 year modeling in Europe. But I really wanted to finish my schooling. So I came back. I finished my schooling 9 and 10 in 1 year. And I finished that in Cape Town. And I went back to Europe at the age of 16 and modeled and traveled the whole of Europe. But then I got homesick. So I came back and visited mom and dad here in Windhoek. And then I saw the Miss Namibia pageant was you could win a car and a computer course. And I thought, you know, like I say to many young women today when I mentor them, you know, the opportunity that's available, grab it.
Yeah.
So I went out and I, entered the pageant. It was actually a dare from a whole couple of guy friends of mine because I was busy training for a triathlon.
Yeah.
I wasn't into beauty pageants at all. I had no idea what it was about. And they said to me, just enter. You can win a car and a computer course. So that's what I did. And then I ended up being Miss Namibia, which was, just a wonderful, wonderful achievement and surprise.
Yes, and it ended up being Miss Universe.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was coached by he was running the whole Miss Namibia pageant, Nick Kruger. And he was trying to impress upon me what pageants were about. So I had to watch videos and things like that because modeling and the pageants were, you know, and still today, there's a big separation between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Models are seen as professional, like endorsers, but it's changed a lot. In my day, when we entered pageants, it was seen as just a superficial beauty pageant. You walk on stage and, you know, just go, yeah, so beautiful and this is so lovely. But it's really transformed since then because we all know that the pageants are like a platform. Not like a platform.
Yeah.
It is a platform to create ambassadors for our country. So having experienced that, so in those days, I was introduced to the world. I entered the Miss Africa pageant, then the Miss World pageant.
Yeah.
I came fourth in both of those pageants. And then I had to go to the Miss Universe. And I just went there. I had fun. I represented Namibia. But then I realized in the top 10, when I was on stage and every score was equalized and I had the opportunity from all my years of modeling on stage that I just had this platform and I could just walk. And so I thought to myself, nothing's going to stop me now.
Yeah.
Maybe Namibia could win.
Yes, yes. And look, look what happened. After winning Miss Universe, what happened then?
Well, so like a deer in the headlights. So I was crowned. My parents couldn't be at the pageant in Bangkok in 1992, wow. unfortunately. But Nick Kruger and Alsada Kruger, who were running the pageant at the time,
yes.
they were with me. So they were like my parents. I remember them coming up onto stage and hugging me and saying, we knew you're going to win. And I was like, well, what do we do now? And what happens is when you win the title, you immediately get taken by the organization to the city where they operate from. In my day, it was Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's in New York, the Miss Universe organization. And so they whisked me off literally a day later. And I had press conferences around the world.
Wow.
I had to stay with a home manager. I had three travel managers. You know, the red carpets were rolled out for me everywhere I went. But it's, you know, it's not as glamorous as it seems. So you win the title, have the crown, you have glamorous events that you go to. But I traveled to 36 countries in that year.
Sure.
Sometimes on two different continents a week. I was in Indonesia on a Monday and maybe in South America, in Colombia, you know, on the Thursday. So you're constantly traveling. It's a lot of responsibility to... At the age of 19, although I had modeling experience and traveled the world, it was still the pressure, you know, of representing your country. And Namibia was only 2 years independent. So there were a lot of questions about where is Namibia?
Yeah.
What is Namibia? So at 19, I learned very quickly a lot of politics. I had to really do research and make sure that I knew my country. Because there were questions from all over the world. So that was the challenge. But wow, I would never, ever, you know, say that my challenges are as hard as anybody else's challenges because yeah. I had a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yes. And after that, I know you have a son.
Yes, he's yes. 26. He just turned 26 years old.
Oh, and he stays in the US.
Yeah. And I've got three stepchildren.
Okay.
And I've got six grandchildren.
Wow.
Already. I know. I'm called Glamour. Yeah. They can't call me Grandma.
Yeah.
Not yet. it's wonderful. So I met Gary, my second marriage, about 13 years ago.
Yeah.
In South Africa. We both worked for a TV station. And he said to me, I know you're still working in South Africa, but I think we should move to America. And so we decided, yes, we're going to take our four children at the time. We're all going to move to America, which we did. Immigration is not for the faint-hearted,
yeah.
especially moving to America. It's a really, you know, they say land of milk and honey. But most people I know in the normal business industry, they have almost two or three jobs. You know, it's very competitive. It's a very expensive lifestyle overseas, unless you're living on a farm.
Yeah.
But anyway, we made it work over there. And now our children are all, my son worked with Tesla for the last few years. Yeah, he's a mechanical engineer. My Gary, my husband's son, Ross, is a helicopter pilot in Hawaii.
What?
And our two daughters are in different industries, accounting and marketing. So everyone's really done well.
Yeah. Michelle, I want to move a bit to your trust. The Michelle McLean Children's Trust has impacted thousands of lives. What inspired you to start it?
I think going back to the pageant world again. So this is the opportunity that, you know, Namibia has when you have ambassadors that are might be beauty queens and might be seen as superficial. But through the platform of the Miss Namibia and the Miss Universe, I was able to establish the Michelle McLean Children's Trust, not on my own. It was with the help at that time, as I mentioned, Nick Kruger. He was the organizer of Miss Namibia, and he helped me to establish the trust together with so many supportive people. We had the founding father, the late Dr. Sam Nujoma, as my patron all these years. And that was the inspiration, was that I could really promote Namibia and travel around the world and be able to raise funds for initiatives in Namibia. And education was always, even before I won Miss Namibia, Miss Universe, I, through my family, was entrenched in helping communities and underserved communities. So for me, it was about giving back to my country and making sure that we have the future leaders that are educated, that are well looked after and nourished. So that to me was the inspiration, really. And I'm still passionate about it today, and it's still going strong.
Michelle, what advice would you give to young Namibian girls aspiring to make an impact globally?
I think firstly, the fact that you make an impact in your own community, in your own life, is really, really important. Really to have the courage to step out there and have a voice, but also to listen to mentors. As a young woman, as a young man, I don't believe in the separation of men and women. I think young people all together really need to have the support that we now have from Her Excellency as well, looking at the youth education, mental support. And also just with our unemployment rate in Namibia, which is really sad, we need to have more industry creation for young people. They don't have to go out and look for a job, maybe create entrepreneurs. This is what I've done throughout the years with the Michelle McLean Children Trust, is we've had financial astuteness courses, entrepreneurship courses, so that young people feel, yes, absolutely, I totally agree, go and get a degree and you know, find your profession and career. But there are also many industries, like the arts industry, culture, tourism, where you can, you know, be able to get the skills.
Yeah.
And even the film industry, I'm really excited about that, because I'm working on creating a film studio in Namibia where we can bring in, and one of the most amazing ways to promote and market Namibia will be through movies, right?
Yes.
I mean, so many countries have been put on the map of the world, New Zealand, because of certain movies, Italy and France. So why not Namibia? So create our narrative and our stories around that. And young people have many, many new opportunities for them. So for me, the message would be hopeful, but also remember, nothing comes easily. So you know, hard work and dedication and finding the right mentors, really, really important.
Michelle McLean, thank you so, so much. It was lovely having you.
Well, thank you. And being the new Gondwana Collection Ambassador for North America, being part of tourism, investment into Namibia is really important. And I'm really excited about the next chapter.
Yes, next time we should actually speak about that.
Absolutely. Yes. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.